So we've talked about the levels of risk. Now we're going to talk about creating safety plans, which were mentioned in some of the action steps when we talked about levels. So what is the purpose for creating a safety plan with clients? Well, there are several purposes. So one is that we're being proactive before a crisis happens. When the client's feeling calm and thinking clearly, we're collaborating with them to develop the safety plan. And then gathering information and organizing it so that it's all in one place. And because of that, no two safety plans would look alike. Every unique client is going to have a unique safety plan that is tailored to their needs and to what works for them. Having all the information in one place when it's needed is very important, and that way it can be quickly accessed and followed in a time of crisis or distress. A safety plan would ideally include family members or close friends if possible, unless that's contraindicated. Sometimes those people might not be helpful in the case of a crisis, so wouldn't be included. And then just as a reminder, we've talked about how any client who's been determined to be actively moderate or high intensity risk level would have a safety plan in place to be reviewed regularly and updated as needed. So what information should a safety plan include and why? Well, to answer that, let's look at Pacific Clinic's safety plan for suicide prevention.